I just thought he was incredibly unhappy whenever I was home. Therefore, I must be the problem. And on some level, maybe my dad did think I was part of the problem. I complicated his life. I cost money he didn't have. And worst of all, I was a girl. He never wanted a girl. And I was desperate to be a treasured daughter. That's a hard equation for which there is no easy answer. My greatest fear was that my dad would one day stop coming home, and I'd be no father's daughter. In my research on rejection, I discovered two core fears that feed a person's sensitivity to rejection. The fear of being abandoned, the fear of losing one's identity. As a little girl, being abandoned and losing my identity weren't words I would have used, but rejection's sting was a feeling I knew well. When a man is physically present, but emotionally absent, a girl's heart can feel quite hollow and helpless. This is true whether that man is her father, her husband, or even a man whom she deeply respects. So tucked underneath my holly hobby blanket when the darkness of night made my heart hammer in my chest, I would whisper over and over, "God, don't let my daddy leave me. Just don't let him leave." My dad fed my fears every day. He'd use the word divorce as if it were his freedom pass, not just from my mom, but from me as well. He thought it was no big deal to say whatever he felt. But because his words carried such weight for me, every threat of divorce was death breathing down my neck. Because if he did leave, then who would I be? A girl without a daddy felt to me like a girl without a place in this world. After all, if he couldn't love me, who would ever love me? Love was not something that graced my dad's vocabulary. His words were harsh, but it was his silence that most terrified me. It just made me want to run to the ditch. We're all desperate to anchor our souls to something we can trust won't change. It didn't matter what the ditch looked like. It was how it made me feel safe that mattered. But feeling safe and actually being safe are not one and the same. One day the rains came, and as the water rushed through my hiding place, it carried off all my little treasures. The ditch wasn't a safe haven. It was just a ditch, doing what ditches do. And once I saw it for what it was, I never returned. Things of this world all eventually reveal what incapable anchors they really are. A few years later, we moved to a blue house with a green carpet, and Dad stopped coming home. The last bit of what held together my security and identity splintered as he packed his things without so much as looking at me. I pressed my face against the front window and watched his car fade into a blur. And then he was gone. Rejection settled deep in my heart. And I came to one earth-shattering conclusion. I don't matter. I am worth nothing to my dad. And even more disturbing, I fear I am worth nothing to God. The sum of these feelings became my new identity. Who is Lisa? The unwanted one. Tearing out the old. After my dad left, I tried to prop up what was left of me, so I wouldn't collapse into the broken place inside. Good grades, achievements and accolades, fun friends and good times, boys who made me feel special. I tried to steady myself with anything that helped me feel better. But feelings are fragile props, as are ditches that can't really hide you and daddies who won't stay. Just like the broken beam in my house couldn't be fixed by simply nailing another board in to prop it up, neither could I. It wasn't just a better feeling that I needed. I needed a completely new way of defining my identity. I needed truth to inform what I believed about myself. Otherwise, what I believed about myself would become a fragile, flimsy, faulty foundation. The beliefs we hold should hold us up, even when life feels like it's falling apart. At that point, though, I couldn't say that the beliefs I held held me up. For years, I heard people talking about putting my identity in Christ. I nodded my head. I memorized by rote Colossians 3:12, which proclaimed that I was one of God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. But when life felt threatening, I'd revert right back to the old thought patterns of feeling unloved and unwanted. Standing underneath those broken boards helped me to see why. I couldn't keep my old broken beliefs, nail a little Jesus truth to the side, and expect stability. I knew I had to stop assessing God's goodness by how my life felt at any given time. Feelings are broken boards, only truth.